15 British sailors and Marines have been detained in Iran for several days. Iranian authorities say they're being questioned to say if they deliberately or mistakenly entered Iranian waters after conducting the search of a civilian vessel in the Shatt al-Arab waterway. That's the confluence of the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, which runs for about 125 miles before it empties into the Persian Gulf. The British say that the 15 never left Iraqi waters. Well, over the years, it has not always been easy to say where Iraqi waters end and Iranian waters begin in the Shatt al-Arab waterway. Hushang Shahabi is professor of international relations and history at Boston University. Welcome to the program, Professor.
Thank you very much.
And first, on the west bank of the Shatt al-Arab waterway, it's Iraq. On the east bank, it's Iran.
Yes.
Where's the border in the middle?
Well, the border was a matter of dispute because until 1975, the Iraqi government argued that since its shoreline on the Persian Gulf was very short, the Iraqis should have complete control over the river. In 1975, Iran and Iraq resolved their border problem and agreed to the so-called Talweg line.
The Talweg line.
Yes. Talweg is a German word meaning the way of the valley. It's essentially the deepest navigable channel. So in order to give both countries equal access to navigation on a river, you draw a line just above the deepest navigable channel.
And that was the agreement of 1975.
That was the agreement of 1975, when relations between Iran and Iraq became tense again after the Iranian Revolution of 1979. Saddam Hussein denounced that treaty and basically claimed the entire river for Iraq again. Then the war broke out. And when the two sides made peace again in 1988, they agreed to go back to the provisions of the 1975 treaty.
Does it make sense to you that a British naval vessel would not know whose waters it's in the Shatt?
Well, if you're in hot pursuit of some smugglers, then you may want to cut corners. I mean, I don't know what the situation was, but it's entirely possible that as they were chasing some boat harboring smugglers or terrorists or whatever, that they strayed into Iranian waters. And so the real question is, did they stray into Iranian waters? And if they did so, did they know they were doing it? Did they know that they were doing it but hope that they would get away with it? Did they plan to sort of enter Iranian waters and get out of there very quickly? And obviously one is going to get different views of what actually happened.
Like many places along borders of countries that speak different languages, the Shatt al-Arab also has a Persian name that the Iranians would refer to it, not necessarily as the Shatt al-Arab, I gather.
No, they referred to it as Arvand Rud, but in fact there is some nice symmetry there. The Arab River empties into the Persian Gulf, but when some Arab nationalists thought that Arabian name, the Arabian Gulf, would be a more appropriate place name for the Persian Gulf, some Iranian nationalists revived an old term which had never been used before in recent memory and started calling the river the Arvand Rud.
Is it like the Avenue of the Americas in Manhattan that nobody calls Sixth Avenue, or is it the word that's currently used in Iran to describe the waterway?
Well, I think both are used. It depends on how nationalistic you are.
Professor Shahabi, thank you very much for talking with
You're
us.
You're more than welcome.
This is Professor Hushang Shahabi of Boston University talking with us about the Shatt al-Arab waterway, the river that separates Iran from Iraq. Thank you.